From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner Monday of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote following an opposition boycott. Turnout for Thursday's poll, just under 39%. Mr. Kenyatta said this was a revalidation of the general will of the voters, but he conceded the result may face a constitutional challenge.
My victory today is just part of a process that is likely to once again be subjected to a constitutional test through our courts. And as I have demonstrated repeatedly, I will submit to this constitutional path, no matter its outcomes.
While Kenyatta supporters celebrated, small protests broke out in opposition strongholds in Kisumu. Simon Okoth said the election was stolen.
We are tired of this regime. Every now and then, if we went to elections, we are, the election is stolen.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga dropped out of the race, saying the Election Commission was unable to conduct a transparent ballot. The October vote was a rerun of the August 8 presidential ballot in which Mr. Kenyatta was declared winner, but the result was thrown out by the Supreme Court because of widespread irregularities. Dutch-Ethiopian national Eshetu Alemu, a former Ethiopian soldier, went on trial at The Hague Monday for the incarceration, torture, and murder of opponents to former Ethiopian leader Mengistu Haile Mariam in the 1970s. One alleged victim is Sirak Aswa.
This gentleman and the regime that he was working for made my country a victim until today.
Alemu came to the Netherlands as an asylum seeker in 1990. He stands accused of ordering the execution of 75 people in 1978. This is VOA News.